মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি গোপী জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি যশোদ নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যশোদ নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যমুনা তীর বনচারি যমুনা তীর বনচারি জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারি গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি জয় গোপী জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি যশোদ নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যশোদ নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যমুনা তীর বনচারি যমুনা তীর চৈতন্যা প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রীঅদ্বৈত গদাধর শিব হরি গো ভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Om Vishnu Pada Paramahanta Paribhaja Akchari Ashto Tarashto Sisi Mahal Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Bharashita Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitalila Pravishnu Vishnupada Stotara Sati Shishimad Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Bharat Thakur Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Bindiki Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sikho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radha Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Bindiki Shri Radha Krishna Gopakopina Shyamakunda Radha Kundigiri Govardhangi Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Dham Ki Gangamai Ki Yamunamai Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Samabhata Bhakta Vindiki Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Brihat Midanga Ki Hittai Gaur Pivinandi Glory to the Assembled Devotees All Glory to the Assembled Devotees All glory to the Assembled Devotees. All glory to Shri Guru, Shri Kodam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 31st verse, texts 2 and 3. Saradu dashaye sadu sadu jata sat. Sarasi jodashvi sarasi jodara shimusha dvisha. Suratanata te shudkadasika. Varada nignato nehakim vada Sharadu dashahe sadu sadu jata sat Sarasi jodhara shimusha dvisha Suratanata te shulka dhasika Varadani gnato neyakim bada Suratanata te shulka dhasika Tarasi Jodara Shimu Shadrisha Tarasi Jodara Shimu Shadrisha Ratanata Te Shulka Dasika Vaishnavi. Nato neha kim bhagana sadhu dashai sadhu jata sadhu sadhu dada shimu sadhu Sharad of the autumn season, Uda Ashaye, in the reservoir of water, Sadhu. Excellently. Jata. Grown. Sat. Fine. Sarasija. Of the lotus flowers. Udara. In the middle. Shri. The beauty. Musha. Which excels. Dusha. By your glance. Suratanata, the Lord of love, Te, your Ashulka, acquired without payment, Dasika, maidservants, Barada, O giver of benedictions, Nignata, for you who are killing, na, not, iha, in this world, kim, why, bada, murder. Translation and purport by the servants of Srila Prabhupada. O Lord of love, in beauty your glance excels the world of the finest, most perfectly formed lotus within the autumn pond. O bestower of benedictions, You are killing the maidservants who have given themselves to you freely without any price. Isn't this murder? Please repeat. O Lord of love, in beauty, your glance excels the world of the finest, most perfectly formed lotus within the autumn pond. O bestower of benedictions, you are killing the maidservants who have given themselves to you freely, without any price. Isn't this murder? Purport. In the autumn season, the whorl of the lotus has a special beauty, but that unique loveliness is surpassed by the beauty of Krishna's glance. Om Gyan Adivinandasya Ganam Jana Shrakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadatmahyam Tadati Svapatantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivashari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So before going to the next verse, the not such a revealing purport here, just a few thoughts on this verse and taking some conceptions from our acharyas. So the main focus of this verse, Sri Musha Disha, Lord Krishna's most beautiful glance, which is more beautiful than the most wonderful lotus flower. The most wonderful lotus flower has 1,000 petals. We probably haven't, most of us haven't seen those. Maybe someone with special vision has seen them. It's golden on the inside. But Krishna's glance is more, many times throughout the Bhagavatam, the lotus is considered to have a cooling effect. Shreya Kari Vichandaka Vitaranam. And the Lord's mercy, by his merciful glance, and the most merciful glance in this age, the holy name, has a cooling effect from the heat produced by the mode of passion and the ignorance produced by the mode of ignorance. So this cooling glance is so wonderful for all of us. But for the gopis, his cooling glance is saving them from death, because his glance is beyond any belief, beyond any conception. Just like Queen Kunti said, namapankaja nabhaya. Oh, I offer my obeisances to the to your lotus navel, namapankaja maline, and to the wonderful garland of flowers. Srila Prabhupada comments that the lotus flower is the seed of the whole universe. And Krishna has a garland of these lotus flowers because there are unlimited universes, not just one. We think in terms of one universe. Most of us think in terms of one body, one city, one ahankar, one everything. But Krishna, he has this beautiful garland which represents all of the seeds of all the universes, which is just gently hanging around his neck. And then Nama Pankaja Netraya, his beautiful glands, his lotus-like glands, which is giving pleasure to the all unlimited universes. So this glance is very special. So many places it's mentioned that his glance is so pleasing. Even the glance, Srila Prabhupada comments, even the glance of the deities, although we may see them as stationary, is blessing. So many people are coming here to get that glance, to get the shade of that glance. And of course, with that glance, Krishna can eat, Krishna can do so many things. So his wonderful glance is very, very special. So the glance, in this case, the hearts of the gopis are compared to the lotus flower. And the glance is stealing the hidden treasure within that lotus flower. And what is that hidden treasure? All of the gopis love. Now, one of our acharyas comments, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that this lotus glance, this treasure, the gopis are saying to Krishna, he has this special ability to just dive right into these conversations. And so the lotus, they are saying, no common man could ever steal that treasure. Otherwise, we say, we're coming from good families. We would never submit to the glance of some ordinary person. We're chaste. But you are a thief. You are a thief who has very expertly entered in into the treasure house of our lotus hearts and stolen the treasure. And therefore, you've left us empty. So why don't you murder us? It would be better that you just murder us, because otherwise you just leave us with nothing. And then you run away with that treasure. You take it away. You steal it. And you leave nothing behind. So, of course, all of these verses are a petition for Krishna. Otherwise, becoming angry with Krishna, becoming frustrated with Krishna, trying to make Krishna feel, I better come back. Look what I'm doing. They say, look what you're doing to us. You're, wouldn't it be better just to murder us? Another important word in this verse, suratanata. Our different acharyas see these things in different ways. Suratanata, Srila Prabhupada translates as the Lord of Love. So you are the Lord of Love, and Varada, you're supposedly giving us so many benedictions. But those benedictions, we don't feel the blessing. Another meaning is Varada, which means Da in this case means destroyer. You are the destroyer of all benedictions, because the real benediction would be if you were with us. But now you're destroying all the benedictions that we have ever had. And Surata, which means very, very great affection. Natta. So Natta means controller. It also means in the sense of a cruel controller. Just like a cruel controller treats very badly the servants. So they're saying that you've stolen away the love from our hearts. If we would have been paid servants, then you could have thrown us away, because we're paid for you, we're your property. But we're not your property. We're voluntarily coming to you. And you are still throwing us away. You have no right to do that. No, you have no right to abandon us in this way, because we have given ourselves to you without any payment. But if you accept, no, Sanatana Goswami makes the point, if you accept that you paid us by giving us this glance, which is more than we can ever hope for, more than we could ever aspire for, then what? Then okay, you gave us something, we paid for it, so now you have to take care of us. Now you we've made a deal, we have a contract, now you have to take care of us. So any way you look at it, Krishna, you better come back, otherwise you will be charged with murder. You will be guilty of murder. So this is the mood that's created here. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also says that the glances of Krishna are begging Krishna. They're begging Krishna for the heart, for the hearts of the gopis, and he gives us so much happiness, Bharata, and he purchased us for free, and still he treats us this way, even though we have reciprocated in every way possible. So, Sanatana Goswami, in relation to this, in relation to an autumn pond, he says the autumn pond means the inaccessible waters. Just like in a very deep pond, the waters are inaccessible unless you're a marathon swimmer or something, but it's inaccessible. But Krishna has gained access. Otherwise, Krishna is the only person that can touch the hearts of the gopis. Now, this shows the unlimited and inconceivable surrender of the gopis. And that was because we're just on the eve of Gaur Purnima, just trying to relate this a little bit to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. During the Rath Yatra, the first Rath Yatra that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attended, and he was in the mood of Srimati Radharani, so he began a conversation with Radharani, Jagannath, and Jagannath is Krishna, feeling separation from Vrindavan. But they're at Kurukshetra. Of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentioned that Kurukshetra is actually, in one sense, greater than Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the gopis feel separation from Krishna. But in Kurukshetra, they feel prema vaichitya, feeling separation, being right there with Krishna. They're right there with Krishna, but they're feeling separation because Krishna's on a chariot with a helmet and with armor and elephants. So she was complaining about this. Why don't you come back to Vrindavan? And she said, this would make me happy because anyara hridhai man, that most people, their heart and their mind are the same. Otherwise, of course, in the case of pure devotees, that's wonderful because their mind is absorbed in Krishna and therefore their heart is connected to Krishna. So, Tesham Satati Yuktanam Bhajitam Vritti Purvakam. But in the case of ordinary people, wherever the mind goes, the heart goes. And she's saying that. So whether you're a devotee or not devotee, the devotee, their heart may go to Dwarka, may go to Kurukshetra, but mora mana Vrindavana. But my heart cannot go anywhere except for Vrindavan. No. Mani vani kori jani. That my heart cannot leave Vrindavan. It's impossible. And therefore, please, if you take your lotus feet and korahe jadi udaya and place them again in Vrindavan, then tabhi tumhara purnakori thai. This would make me completely, this would be completely satisfying to my mind. Otherwise my mind cannot be satisfied. And then she says that previously you sent Uddhava to, of course this is all happening while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the rat cart is stopped, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radharani is pleading to Krishna, Jagannath, that previously you sent Uddhava to tell me to meditate, but that didn't work at all. Why? Because I've been trying to take my mind away from you and absorb it in material activities, you know, family, friends, society, and all these things. I've been trying to do that, but you, I can't do that because my mind keeps going back to you. I can't think of anything else for you. So therefore, it's absurd. I'm trying to forget you, and you're telling me to meditate on you. That's an absurd proposition. And as far as the gopis are concerned, no, they're not interested in meditation. They simply want to put the lotus feet, your lotus feet, on their heads, on their bodies. They want the dust from your lotus feet. Therefore, if you propose to them to meditate on you, they'll simply become angry. No. They are being eaten up by the timangala fish of separation, which is what we're seeing here. And because of that, how can this meditation of the yogis and the jnanis would be a real downgrade? You know? It would be a real miserable condition for them. And therefore, please come back to Vrindavan. Have you forgotten the residents of Vrindavan? No. Have you forgotten Govardhan? Have you forgotten all these things? And especially, I'm used to it. You've so many times you've abandoned me and you've made me feel miserable. That's why I'm used to it. But what about Yashoda Mai? What about Nanda Maharaj? Do you want to kill them? No, it was like a low blow, you know, like, okay, yeah, you've done this to me so many times. But, you know, so this was the petition. And as far as the glance goes, one beautiful verse by Prabodhananda Sarasvati, which famous verse Srila Prabhupada said so many times, Kaivalyam Narakayate Tridhasha Pur Pushpayate, that Akasha Pushpayate, that for a devotee, liberation is like a hellish condition, liberation into Brahman. And as far as heavenly pleasures go, it's just like a sandcastle on the beach, just easily being eaten up by the waves, just like a flower in the sky. And Durdhan Tendriya Kalasarpa Patali Pokhata Damstrayate. And as far as the senses go, the senses are like poisonous serpents, but you, my dear Lord, your merciful glance just breaks the teeth of the serpent and they become useless. Otherwise, the senses cannot disturb me. Vishvapurnam Sukhayate. I just see the whole universe full of transcendental happiness. And therefore, bidi mihandri cha kitayate. And therefore, even positions like those of Brahma and Indra is just like the position of an insect. No. Otherwise, if you aspire to have some heavenly position or some great position in this world, to me, that's just like aspiring to be an insect. Most of us don't aspire for that. Of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, better to aspire to be an insect in the house of a Vaishnava than to aspire to be a great demigod, like Lord Brahma, without Krishna. And then he says, yat kataksha kuru naya vaya bhavavatam eva tam goram evas tumaha. And this all can be, all these things can be surpassed simply by the sidelong glance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this glance of Krishna is very powerful. So powerful. It can defeat Brahman realization and all these things that everyone is aspiring for in this material world. And therefore we should be very, very, very desirous of receiving the glance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And another aspect of that glance, which was given to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami, he was describing the sweetness of Krishna, and therefore he quoted Dilvamangala Thakur, Madhuram, Madhuram, Baparasya Vibho, that, oh my Lord, your transcendental beautiful body is so, so sweet. Madhuram, 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 Madhuram. And even so, so, so much sweeter is your beautiful lotus face. And within that lotus, just like we're speaking about within the lotus flower here, within the lotus of that face, madhu gandha, midu smitam, etadahor. Within that, your beautiful smile, your pleasing smile, is so, 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 so sweet that it's greater than the sweetness of the fragrance of honey. So this is Krishna's lotus face. This is Krishna's beautiful glance. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Sanatana Goswami was relishing this sweetness of Krishna, which culminates in his glance. Now Queen Kunti, when she was appreciating the different lotus aspects of Krishna, she didn't begin with the lotus feet. It's recommended for us. We should begin with the lotus feet. No. But Queen Kunti, being Krishna's aunt, it wasn't proper for her to look at his lotus feet first, because she's in a superior position. Therefore, she began at the waist, the navel, no, then the garland, and then the beautiful lotus feet, and then the lotus feet. No. So, such a wonderful vision, which is being described here. And now I'd like to read the next verse, which gives a different aspect of this wonderful, wonderful meditation of the gopis of Vrindavan. Visha jalapyayad vyada rakshashad varsha marutad vaidyatanunalat Vishamayat majad vishvata bhayad vishavate vayam rakshita muhu. Translation. O greatest of personalities, you have repeatedly saved us from all kinds of danger, from poisoned water, from the terrible man-eater Aga, from the great rains, from the wind demon, from the fiery thunderbolt of Indra, from the bull demon, and from the son of Maya Danava. Purport. Here the gopis imply, O Krishna, you saved us from so many terrible dangers. So now that we are dying of separation from you, won't you save us again? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the gopis mentioned Arishta and Vyoma because although Krishna had not yet killed these demons, the fact that he would kill them in the future was well known, having been predicted by the sages Garga and Bhagwati at the time of the Lord's birth. So our acharyas mention these things in different ways. And also, Sanatana Goswami says, these dangers come in increasing order of danger for the gopis. Otherwise, for the gopis, the Kaliya was not so dangerous because they weren't there. You know? They were back in Vrindavan. But the cowherd boys, this shows the unity. Although, as far as rasa goes, there's a very great difference in the particular rasa of each devotee with Krishna. At the same time, they're all united in their only objective is to please Krishna. And therefore, the gopis of Vrindavan having the greatest, most intimate pleasure in serving Krishna, most intimately related to Krishna, they were thinking that, oh, just see the danger of the cowherd boys and the cows. They were practically poisoned. So they're saying us because, and this is a very important thing for devotees in this ISKCON movement, we have sometimes very diverse views of how to serve Krishna in the best way, or different aspects of application of our philosophy. But just as the gopis were feeling the situation of different other devotees in Vrindavan, the cowherd boys in relation to the poison of Kaliya, they're feeling that danger. And we should all feel in the same way for Srila Prabhupada's movement. Whatever is there, however we may serve Krishna in this movement, we should feel deeply and put ourselves in the shoes or the sandals or the dust in the case of Vrindavan of the other devotees who in a different situation may feel in a very different way. But our objective, because Krishna so many places is mentioned, he's like the Vaidurya stone. You see the Vaidurya stone from different angles and it's a different color. A horse of different colors. So it's very beautiful. And Krishna is very beautiful for all the devotees. So the poison for the cowherd boys. Then the terrible man-eating agha. This was also very dangerous for the cowherd boys, not for the gopis. But it was a little more dangerous because if Aghasura would have succeeded in defeating Krishna, he would have come and eaten them. So it was a little more dangerous for the gopis. And then the Varsha, the rain sent by Indra. Oh, we were affected that time. Yes, we were affected, but Krishna saved us. So this was direct experience. And the windstorm. So the windstorm and the thunderbolt of Indra, Sanatana Goswami relates all of these to Govardhan Lila. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says, no, the wind was Trinavarta. The rain was the rain on Govardhan. And the thunderbolt was the great monsoon season. So many thunderbolts are coming. But Krishna always protects the residents of Vrindavan. But in any case, this was directly affecting the gopis. And then Aristasura, he was definitely a threat, and he was big and mean. Bhyomasura, the son of Maya Davana, he was also a great threat. The residents of Vrindavan, he would have trampled over everyone. So, and it's mentioned here in the purport that some of these things were futuristic. Although it says in the purport that Arista was future. Actually, Arista had already happened. But Bhyamasura was future. So how did they see this? Sanatana Goswami explains that they saw it because they were so deeply meditating on Krishna that they could go into the future. They were not limited by time and space. And here we have the explanation. These things were explained by Garga Muni. And the gopis were made omniscient in this moment in their aspiration to please, to see Krishna. They're feeling such deep separation. Just like the gopis, many times were mentioned by Srila Prabhupada as being very simple cowherd girls. And at other times, they glorify Krishna with the most beautiful Sanskrit verses. So they have that ability. They're very simple cowherd girls. But when Krishna wants, they become greater than the greatest sages. And of course, they also appear in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and so many different intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just revealing all of the wealth of transcendental truth and rasa about Krishna. So basically, they are saying that you saved us so many times, but now you're not going to save us. We who have, again, referring back to the previous verse, we who have given everything, and you who have stolen everything from us, how can you possibly abandon us? So, of course, this particular chapter, further on, there's a famous verse, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, we know Pratapa Rudra, he wanted so badly the audience of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he couldn't get it. He couldn't see him. Then finally he was given the charter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he wrapped it around his head. Then again there was an appeal to that you should see Pratapa Rudra. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you ever mention this again, you will never see me again. No, case closed. And then, but then Nityananda Prabhu said, why don't you see his son? So the son came. The son looked like Krishna. He was dark and he had big, beautiful lotus eyes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. And so Pratapa Rudra felt wonderful, but still, I haven't gotten that mercy. Let me become a mendicant. Mendicants get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kings don't. Let me become a mendicant. So many attempts, he couldn't do it. But then when he became a street sweeper for Lord Jagannath, he got Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, but not right away, showing us that we have all also gotten the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the chanting of the holy name, in having devotional service explained to us in such a wonderful way by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who enlivened the six Goswamis, who have revealed the science of Krishna consciousness. But it's a gradual process. And therefore, Pratapa Rudra, he swept the street. He got some special mercy. He could see Lord Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking to one another. And he could understand so many wonderful things. And he could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in all of the kirtans. Nobody else could see it. But still, then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in the kirtan, and he jumped up, and Nityananda was in ecstasy. Usually Nityananda would catch him. But this time he jumped high, and Nityananda was dancing, and he fell to the ground. And Pratapa Rudra picked him up and held him in his lap. And he thought, this is it. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he opened his eyes, he said, oh no, the king. No. He thought, I'm never going to get that mercy. But then Sarvabhauma said, it's all right. Very soon you will get it. And so then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to rest while the rat cart was stopped and all the offerings were being made, he was resting, and Sarvabhauma said, now's your chance, but don't go dressed as a king. Go dressed, simple Vaishnava dress. So that's also indicative. If we want to approach Krishna, we can't approach him with ahankar, with pride, like kingly, king is proud, or if we're attached to so many material things like a king, if we think we're the king of this body, or that we're the king of our possessions, I'm a king with my 1,500-foot kingdom, you know, my little house or whatever, then we can't approach so easily Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if we dress in the simple garments of Trinadapi Sunichena Tororiva Sehishnuna Manina Manidena, then we can approach him. So he began to massage his beautiful lotus feet and his legs. And Chaitanya, and he was at the same time he was reciting this chapter. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy. He said, more, again, another verse. And then when he came to the famous verse, you know, that Tavakatam Vitam Taptajivanam, that Kavibiriditam Kamashapaham Shravana Mangalam Srimad Atatam Bhuvi Grinhantiye Bhurida Janaha. When he came, the gopis glorifying Krishna as the most munificent, because the nectar of his pastimes destroys all inauspicious things. And the person who broadcasts this is the most munificent person. So I had that experience. One of Prabhupada's godbrothers, Bhakti Bhai Baba Puri Maharaj, he came to Mexico and he came to the temple. So since he was always so favorable to Prabhupada, I said, please speak something. And he spoke that verse. And he said, this verse is speaking about Prabhupada. He was the only godbrother of Prabhupada who would call him Prabhupada. And he said, and he spoke for like 20 minutes just all of Prabhupada's achievements. No. Actually, when he wanted to dedicate his temple, Prabhupada went Prabhupada was very fond of him, and he was so respectful to Prabhupada. He saw Prabhupada as his Shiksha Guru. And so anyway, he just glorified. Prabhupada is that person who is taking the glories of Krishna all over the world and broadcasting him. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that in relation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he became so pleased. And then he said to Prataparudra that, I don't have anything to give. You've given me everything. You've given me the greatest treasure, and I have nothing to give to you. But what did he do? He embraced him. And that was the greatest treasure that Prataparudra could ever receive. Now he had gotten the full mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if we, like the massaging, if we approach him in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a humble mood, serving his Sankirtan movement, then eventually we will get the sidelong glance, which takes us away from all aspirations in this material world, and ultimately we will get his embrace and then be transported to the spiritual world. So these are some thoughts I had on these verses. Actually, not really my thoughts, but the thoughts of our acharyas. No, I'm just relating them. That's the best I can possibly do in my meager incomplete form. But anyway, I'll stop here. Any comments or questions? Yes.
So many nice literature describing maybe more detail of the loving relationships with Krishna and everybody. I mean, how interested should we be to understand all the other literatures, because we're in Vrindavan and so many books are available and so many teachers are available? Should we just stick with what we have here, or go further?
Go further? I don't know where else we can go further. No. Just like Prabhupada said, when he went to Gainesville for the first time, and all these professors and everything, they were gathered there. You know, like distinguished professors. This is one of the most prestigious universities in the U.S. And Prabhupada said, here I am in this remote place. No. Otherwise, everyone's looking, remote place? No. But for Prabhupada, a remote place, no. And another time, speaking of Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada was walking in Andhra Pradesh. So Andhra Pradesh has these big rock formations. So one of his disciples, he said, Prabhupada, here it looks just like California. Because, you know, they have that, those kind of rocky formations, and rocks, especially around San Diego, right? Those big rocks like Andhra. And Prabhupada looked at him and he said, for you, everywhere will look like California. And then Prabhupada said, and for me, everywhere looks like Vrindavan. So that's, Vrindavan is the ultimate place. And whenever we go away, it's just some remote corner of the universe. And the farther away from Vrindavan, the more remote it becomes. Even though, of course, Srila Prabhupada, because he put his lotus feet in New York City and so many cities, they have, he transported Vrindavan there. So we can find Vrindavan in so many places.
Hare Krishna. You talk very much about the glances. That's also what Srila Prabhupada did, was travel around, give everyone that glance. Everyone saw that glance. He installed Radha Parashishwari September 73. And if you see, you'll see some photos. He's always rubbing Radharani's cheek because there was a little black mole there. But, you know, she was white marble, of course. So he was rubbing, and then he stopped. A year later, he was here in his room, and the devotee delivered the latest BTG magazine. And devotees were sitting there, darshan was going on, and Prabhupada's going through the pages. And then he stopped, and he looked, and then he turned it around and he showed the devotees. And it was Prabhupada doing arti to those deities. And he said, just see, I'm looking at Krishna, and Krishna is looking at me. So yeah. It was a glance.
Oh, wonderful.
It's a rough road home. Oh, I'm just not going to do it. It's not worth it. I'd rather just get a little material pleasure and drop dead. And whatever happens in the future is going to happen. But to go through all this angst of Krishna moving me this way and that, taking everything away, bit by bit, forget it. I'm done. I'm reading these different stories. It didn't work out well for them. I'll leave that with you.
Well, you know, Krishna will take it away also. Just like he took a little piece here and he takes another piece there, you know. He takes it away. I was just meditating how, especially here in Vrindavan, the salty water. I was thinking about this last night because I was seeing all the rusty, you know, everything's nice, the nice marble, and then it went into the bathroom, everything's rusted out, you know. So, I was thinking how Vrindavan, this rusty water, just reveals to us the nature of this world. Therefore, there's salty water here. Just, it doesn't taste very good. It rusts everything away. Just to show how Vrindavan is meant to take these things away. And just so we, there's what's left, Krishna. So yes, but the gopis revealed the pathway that we all have to go through. That I remember one time One devotee was giving a class, and he said, Krishna is asking us to surrender. But if you surrender, you should be ready, because Krishna is going to rake you over the coals. No. And I had one disciple from a Jewish family, and he read the famous verse at the end of the 10th canto. What is that verse? I can't think of it right now. Anugrinami, how does it start? Yasyaham anugrinami, harisetadhanam chanai. That when Krishna wants to favor someone, he takes everything away. So he came to me one day, he said, I just read this verse, does that mean he's going to take everything away from me? Being a Jewish businessman, you know. And I said, when you're ready, it won't bother you. No. If it bothers you now, you're probably not ready. But when you're ready to surrender, and now that same devotee, he has Lou Gehrig disease. So, you know, it's incurable. And he's not in very good shape. But he said, I remember when you told me, when I'm ready. He said, now I'm ready. So that's Krishna's mercy. No. That when we're ready, and of course, one verse which I repeat a lot in the 5th canto, Krishna says that, the demigods are saying, praying to Krishna, saying that you're so merciful that you want to satisfy your devotee's desires, but if those desires will take you, will again create more desires, then Krishna will give you his merciful lotus feet, even if you're not desiring them. No. And so this is the devotee's compensation, that we always know, no matter what may happen, that Krishna will give us his lotus feet, and that will give us the greatest pleasure on the head. I mentioned the other day, in the case of Kaliya, he gave it kind of hard, you know. So in our case, because we may be poisoned by material desires, he may have to give it to us a little hard, spit out that poison, or get that poison out. But then the soft lotus feet, which are so soft that the gopis said, we hope that our hard breasts have not hurt your lotus feet. No. So soft. But he can also, you know, he can harden them up. No. All right, Krishna. Yes, I think one more question. Go ahead.
This is a follow-up question for the Vandinarayan Maharaj. It's a wonderful question Maharaj asked. But we are seeing this big people sitting over here serving for the Prabhupada mission for the last 40, 50 years. And of course, there's no doubt Krishna showed them a situation where slowly Krishna is taking everything away from them. And they have been stable till 40, 50 years. Now, kind of you answer the question, but again I want to repeat the question. That, let's say a new devotee was in 10 years, 15 years, and after 10 years Krishna slowly starts eating away, slowly, and it's painful. And how to remain stable in this painful situation? Because you guys have been stable for a long time.
Well, just like becoming an athlete, no. To become an athlete or to become a great musician, in the beginning, it's very difficult. But when you have your eyes on the goal, you know, just I studied piano, and I remember like the little thing ticking, you know. But once I learned how to play a little bit, then it was pleasurable. Someone playing their guitar, an athlete having to, you know, so many exercises, getting the muscles toned up. But once they can run or do whatever they do, just like Maharaj gave the example of pole vaulters. No, can they reach the moon? No. So I thought that was great. They can jump over 18 feet, 20 feet, 24 feet. No, but when they do that, they feel great pleasure. So as we have to keep our vision, our not so beautiful glance at this point, but focused on Krishna's lotus feet, and then. We can overcome all these obstacles. Hare Krishna. So thank you all very much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Itai Gaur Premanandi. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.